The fury of the tempest continued for 40 days. The massive ark trembled in every fiber as it was beaten by the merciless winds and flung from billow to billow. The cries of the beasts within expressed their fear. Amid the warring elements, the ark continued to ride safely. For 5 long months, the ark was tossed about. It was a trying ordeal for Noah and his family, but they were strong in faith, knowing that the divine hand was upon the helm. As the waters began to subside, the Lord caused the ark to drift into a spot protected by a group of mountains. The ark moved about in this quiet haven and was no longer driven upon the boundless ocean. This gave great relief to the weary, tempest-tossed voyagers.
Shem, did I hear the ark scrape on land? Huh? Oh, if I did, it won't be long now before we can get out, will it?
Just be patient, my love. In due time, we'll get out of this ark.
40 days later, they sent out a raven. This bird, finding nothing but water, continued to fly to and fro from the ark.
There's no dry land yet.
In 7 days, they again sent forth a bird.
Here it comes back. Oh, there's still no dry land.
Another 7 days, and another bird was sent forth from the ark.
Here she comes back, with an olive leaf in her mouth.
Oh, dry land at last!
Wonderful! Oh, now we can leave the ark.
No, my dear, not yet. First, we must open the covering of the ark and see where we are.
They removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry.
Now we can go out, Father Noah?
My dear, we entered the ark at God's command, and we'll wait for special direction from him before we depart.
At last, through the skylight of the ark,
see, he opens the ark's massive door.
Go forth from the ark, and take with you every living thing that is within the ark, that they may be fruitful and multiply abundantly in the earth.
Careful, boys. Pay attention to what you're doing. The animals have been caged up for months and may go wild when freed.
So Noah and his sons freed all the animals that had been saved within the ark. Then the birds were loosed.
Ah, what a beautiful sight. The birds soaring up into the sky, filled with the pure joy of freedom.
When all the birds and animals and insects had been let out of the ark, Noah led forth his family onto Mount Ararat, and there they builded an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings.
We thank thee, Lord, for our safe deliverance from the perils of the flood. We thank thee for preserving our lives and the lives of the animals and birds and insects. Accept of our sacrifices, O Lord. Bless us and cause thy grace to shine upon us. Ah, look, boys, look up in the sky.
What?
A half circle of colors.
What is it, Father?
It's a rainbow.
Why is it up there?
God put it in the sky as a token of his promise that he will never again destroy the earth with a flood.
I've never seen anything more beautiful in all my life.
Thus reassured and encouraged by God's solemn promise, Noah and his family set about the hard, back-breaking task of beginning life anew upon the earth.